Good evening, everyone. This is Cheap Shot, and you're listening to the GameWave podcast. I'm on my lonesome this evening, as this is the Square Sounds Tokyo special. So, yes, I'm very sorry that it's taken me a while to get to this, but here it is now. Coming up this evening, we have interviews from Dexstar, Eugene and Christy, who are the SSM organisers, the Square Sounds Melbourne organisers, an interview with Cetrix, and finally an interview with Shitterbomb. The opening track there was from Stores, a Japanese chip tuner who's really doing everything right at the moment. Big tune. So stick around for all the gossip from Square Sounds Tokyo from the people involved. Okay, you just heard Denizens of the Darkness, and that comes from Sword Murd, a recent release that we had on Cheap Beats. I'll put everything in the description, but yeah, that one's definitely worth checking out, if not just for the art alone. It was such a brilliant cover. So yeah, Sword Murd with some brilliant Famicom stuff there. And the second track was I Hate You, which is by Jewel, J3WEL. Again, forthcoming on Cheap Beats, nice little bassy release there. And Jewel played the pre-party for Square Sounds Tokyo, which was awesome. So, yep. Coming up next is a very impromptu interview that I did with Dexter outside of the Square Sounds venue. So, check it out.
What?
I'm just interviewing you.
Yeah.
So you're from
Finland.
What's Finland like this time of year?
It's about the same. No, I'm lying. Yeah, I'm lying.
It's much hotter.
Yeah, basically.
Terve, mä oon.
Twist point. There's another Finnish guy.
Well presented.
Thank you for having this interview.
It was like just jump up.
Okay, so Heikki. So you perform as DKSTR.
Mm-hmm.
How do we pronounce that?
I say Dexter, but like UK and maybe Australian people say Darkstar. No,
you just had a new release out?
Yeah.
Some small label in Japan, I hear.
Yeah. I kind of haven't heard about the label before.
No.
It's run
by some little guy in a pink t-shirt.
Yeah. So I've heard.
That was good, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
Did you approach me? You asked me?
No, I think it was the other way around.
Yeah, because you're awesome.
Yeah.
And your release was ready to go. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah.
What are you working on now? Anything?
I think I'm going to work on now some like new stuff that's going to be like, because this release was like super kind of like, it was complex and there's like lots of stuff happening there,
yeah.
Like something super like minimal stuff.
Okay, cool, great. And first time in Japan?
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
I think it's awesome. Like, I was kind of like first afraid that like stuff is like really, really hard and complicated to like find yourself around and stuff, but like everything is pretty easy.
Good. What do you think has been the most like surprising thing about Japan? Like maybe people don't know about.
They can see it.
I think the like, well,
like, she can't see it, that's what matters.
Maybe like, the, like, okay, I say two things.
Okay.
Like, first thing is that like, there's like nowhere to put your trash onto you, so you have like, get like used to like have your own like trash bag with you all the time. And then the like Akihabara, like, schoolgirl walk thing was kind of like fucking freak.
Okay, so the Akihabara schoolgirl walk thing is where you can rent a schoolgirl to walk with you holding hands.
That's what I've heard of.
For like $100 an hour.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's like, it was kind of like all around there.
Did you do it?
No.
Maybe tomorrow.
No.
Heikki, thanks for talking to me.
Okay, cheers. Hi, I'm Dexter. You're listening to the Game Wave podcast.
Booyah!
Paukuta heikseli, niin kuin mun nimi ois Dexteri. Straight outta suihkusta pesi myös vehkeni. Niin fressi, niin kliini, ainoa allergeeni, niin on penisiliini. Edelle eri viriili, vaimo toivois kai et toisi steriili, enkä senili. Gedini, jos puhutaan paperista, meikä on se suurvisiri. Ja Dexteri on sultani, kuolevaisten joukos kuolemassa sun kultasi. Ja pako salla, koska pakotti pakoa paukuttaa. Pako vaan ennen kuin ne sijat pääsee sakottaa. Sit katsotaan kuka se iso viimeisessä erässä ja vetää huivin keski keio. Mä veikkaan, et se on se sillanpään poika, joka pokalit hima hoitaa, ei sitä pyke voittaa. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä luulee, että Nation of Squee on kaatumassa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä tohti kyseenalaista Dexterin ylivaltaa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä kuvitteli, ettei tarvitse videovalvontaa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä väittää, ettei tää hivele aivokalvoja, te ootte väärässä. Te ootte väärässä. Te ootte väärässä. Meikä on oikeessa. Te ootte väärässä. Kusto, pelkkä läskiä ja rusto. Selkä rangato, muinais muisto. Jos me puistoihin ei löydä takas himaa. Jos me muistoihin ei löydä mitään kivaa. Mut jollain tasolla tiedän, et on niitäkin tapahtumia. Vai joku on käyttänyt aivois kumia. Ja pyyhkinyt pois kaiken elämisen arvoisen. Nielasu ihmissyyden kynsine ja karvoinen. Harvoin meen saman mestan kahta kertaa vahingossa. Muistikuvista kahta verta ahdingossa. Mun arjes yhdistyy mementoja. Mikä se nyt olikaan? Poika koti tavataan torilla. Elämä yhtä M95. Mut jako mieli tukku huku lukku. Ei saa ikin kiitosta. 5 päivän viikossa pelkkä kärsimystä. Eikä nolauska järsi yhtään, kun ei oo vittu krapulaa. Te ootte väärässä. Te ootte väärässä. Meikä on oikeessa. Te ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä luulee, että Nation of Squee on kaatumassa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä tohti kyseenalaista Dexterin ylivaltaa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä kuvitteli, ettei tarvitse videovalvontaa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä väittää, ettei tää hivele aivokalvoja, te ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä luulee, että Nation of Squee on kaatumassa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä tohti kyseenalaista Dexterin ylivaltaa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä kuvitteli, ettei tarvitse videovalvontaa, ootte väärässä. Ja jos joku teistä äpäristä väittää, ettei tää hivele aivokalvoja, te ootte väärässä. Te ootte väärässä. Te ootte väärässä. Meikä on oikeessa. Te ootte väärässä. Te ootte väärässä. Te ootte väärässä. Meikä on oikeessa. Te ootte väärässä.
Outside the venue, you know what to do. With Eugene and Christy from Square Sounds Melbourne. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, no, been good. Yes.
Alex is here as well, but he's talking to
people.
To people.
People, just people.
So how's your adventure been so far in Japan?
Amazing.
This time, because I know you've been like 3 or 4 times.
A bunch of times. Yeah, this is. It's been a bit of a break. We've had like 2 years since we've been here.
Okay.
But this is 3 years. Yeah. So this is. It's nice. It feels like coming home.
And somehow this is my first Square Sounds Tokyo.
Ah, right.
True.
So now you're seeing what me and Dave have been able to create in
Correct.
Your absence.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, considering the number of people that are already hanging around half an hour before doors open, like it's a pretty good time.
Yeah, there's rad street beer crew just hanging outside the venue.
So how's the prep going for Square Sounds Melbourne next year?
Non-existent.
Okay.
Yeah, done nothing.
No, we're taking a break now.
First weekend of March.
Yeah.
We've got our lineup looking pretty solid, but not announced yet, but it'll be announced not too long after we go home.
Well, I'll certainly be attending.
Yes.
Yes.
So if anyone's looking to go to Square Sounds Melbourne, the tickets are pretty cheap right now.
Mm.
I don't because know.
As in $0.
No, not those tickets. Flights.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good deals to be had, yeah. Especially because the Australian dollar's not doing the best.
Sell Melbourne to me.
Yeah. Most livable city in the world. Voted 4 years running.
That was easier than I thought.
Pretty easy.
Really true. Yeah. No, it's good. There's, you know, good food, good people. The weather will be really nice at that time of year.
True, true.
If you think you've got a better city, come at me.
Yeah.
Moria, mate. Moria.
It was
voted.
Good.
It was voted Japan's number one city.
Oh, really?
Like a few years in a row. Yeah.
You can see the parallels to Melbourne. World, buddy. We got the whole world. The best in the world.
Hey, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, legit. We'll see you on the D floor. We'll be right back.
Oh my god, what can I say? That is such an amazing track. This artist is called Pixel Tune, and it's just so good. I think it's 2x LSDJ, but it's just amazing. Can't wait for this release. Coming January, actually. So look, keep your eyes peeled for that one. Up next is a... I'll warn you right now, it's a fairly long interview. It's about 10 to 15 minutes with Ctrix, and this was recorded on the Sunday, which is the second day of Square Sounds Tokyo. I do intersperse this interview with a few of the tracks of the artists that he mentions, for example, Tappy and Hizmi and a little bit of Chibitech. But yeah, the next 10 minutes or so... Actually, no, if we consider that the tracks are going to be put in as well, then it's about 20 minutes. But yeah, so we've got an interview with Ctrix and some tracks. So a nice little package for you. And after that, we go on to the Shirobon interview. So stick around.
Good morning, Yorkie. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm here with Ctrix. We're chilling in the Asakusa hostel that we're both staying in.
We just smashed some breakfast.
Well, you smash it more than me. You're still smashing it.
Yeah, well, I'm smashing Choya wine for breakfast. It's fantastic.
He's having...
Chasing it with water.
Plum wine for breakfast. Yeah. Are you joining us here today on the Sunday of Square Sounds Tokyo, the second day?
And what a fantastic festival so far.
Yeah.
Yorkie, you smashed it last night. I want to ask you about what it was like on stage.
I ramble on for ages about what it was like to play, so we're going to skip that.
Yesterday, highlights for you yesterday. Who?
Ooh, highlights for me.
I think there's only one. Well, there
I'm
is
not going to say Chibitech. Yes, I am. I am going to say Chibitech. I lost my mind. Yeah. That track that she finished the night before. Well, I mean, she arrived and she was really flustered. It's like, hey, how you doing? Mm. Give her a hug and said hello. How are you? And the first thing she said is, oh, I've been working on a track all night.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, cool. Is it a banger? And she's like, oh, I think so. Now, that was an understatement.
Yeah.
It was probably the banger of Square Sounds day one.
Hashtag Famitrap, I think.
Famitrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the future.
Tap, 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 tap.
I'll tell you also, Tappy was a bit of a highlight for me too. And just when he's just so, we see very much eye to eye because we both compose in a very technical, kind of melodic way, and we really try to push our what we put in the tracker really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
We had this really lovely little mutual discussion with Adam translating, translating, saying, "Oh, we actually both like each other's music, and we're gonna swap NSFs." And I was saying, "I'd love to learn some more NSFs." He's like, "I want to do some more Amiga stuff, so we're gonna do a big swap."
Yeah, I think Tappy's definitely a fan of, trying new equipment and stuff all the time. When he heard my Nano Loop before, he's like, "Yeah, I really need to get on these Nano Loop cards now and like try that as well." So he likes to dabble in all sorts of
areas. Well, I bought an NEC PC Engine while I was here, and I've already looked at buying a flash cart for that, so I'm probably gonna buy it. This morning, because the more I read about it, it's like, yeah, this. And I said to him, PC Engine, he's like, PC Engine, like, oh shit, is this a thing, you know?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
So it's Sunday today. This is the second day. We've got, well, obviously Citrix is playing today. We've got Chip Tanaka playing as well today.
Oh, wow. And you put me after him. How? Yeah.
Still, man, you have to close the night, you know. Oh. Legendary, so.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. But actually, speaking of that, you're not ending the night because there is a secret guest.
I know that, but I don't know who it is.
Any guestulations?
I can't. I would have said Harley if he wasn't playing.
Right.
But he's playing, and I would have said Chippy Tech if Chippy Tech wasn't playing. Chippy Tech's played.
Well, there's going to be someone playing.
I would have said
it's just no.
Yeah, no. Like a little dance.
That's how you get the 10.
Yeah, and once I figured out it was that.
No.
But he also kind of already dropped a little bonus set, and maybe he wouldn't have done that if he was the secret act.
Yeah, he's not the secret act.
See, by this point, everybody out there who's been there will know about who the secret act is.
That's right.
And we're all here in the dark right now. Well,
only one of us are.
That's right.
But yeah, we've got a big day today. So yeah, day two, who are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm very much looking forward to seeing Hizmi, to be honest.
Right.
I've had, apart from a lot of Tappy stuff that's kicks around in my car when I drive around, I also have Hizmi's stuff, and especially his new Power release, which is probably one of my favourite chip releases of all time.
Yeah,
I'll put it down there. Like, I'm emotionally a mess when I'm like, just so wow.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of his FM programming on the Sharp.
Mm-mm-mm.
So that will be I've seen him before, but it's just, it'll be another moment of wow.
We've had Hizmi, this is his third time doing Square Sounds. He did a blip. The first time he played, it was just, you know, banging techno. The second time was a lot more chill with his like new power kind of vibe and stuff. Hopefully today he's going to have a mix of that. Like, wow. So we'll see.
I really.
But he's definitely like, he doesn't compromise. He plays what he plays. Like, you can't just say, play a banger, and he'll play a banger. It's like,
he does his thing.
I'm doing this.
And this is really inspirational. I find guys like that who can twist the sound around and release. He was one of my reasons why I'm not scared of releasing all different sounds.
Right.
Because I hear the contrast between what he does with, you know, his super chill stuff and his super banging stuff. And for me, there's me and a whole load of friends going, how good is Hizmi and how good is this stuff? And we're comparing albums that are like IDMs, super chill versus super banging. And he can do that and get away with it. I love that.
Thank you.
Craft, look, I just love that guy.
You've been around Europe a bit already, right? Did you see him play during that time? Was it Superbike?
Superbike, he played it. Yeah, he did bang out a really good set. And he's just a really fun, Scandinavian crazy.
Yeah,
he's always got a big grin on his face.
He has got a massive
big bear hug. And he was accidentally spilling beer on me yesterday, and it was really fun. He was really apologetic. I'm like, dude, I don't care. Just like...
give me one of those lumberjack bear hugs.
Just give me one of those hugs, yeah. Harley likes music. I already saw at the pre-party of Superbike.
Three
weeks ago, and that was honestly, I don't know if we could top that just because it was pre-party vibe and everyone was just jumping around and music in the crowd. But I mean, obviously, want to hear his stuff on the big system.
Absolutely.
Sexy Synthesizer, I love their melodies.
Yep.
Beautiful sounds.
Cheeky edit number two. Me and Cedric talk a lot more about the artists coming up on Sunday, but you guys already know who played and the videos are online, so we're going to cut this part short as well. Sorry, Cedric.
Yeah, because I got a friend kind of that I used to work with. He's not into the chip scene at all. I said, hey, look, I'm doing this event. If you want to come down, I'll get you in on the door. He came down yesterday and he was like, I think I'm going to go. During the break, this was, I think I'm going to go home now. I've got some work to do and stuff. I was like, no, you have to see Chibi Tech first. And so he stayed for the whole thing and he was like, oh my God, Yorkie, thank you so much for not letting me go home. This was incredible. Like, I think he felt the vibe of the scene as well, not just like the actual music, but as backstage just being all, you know, friendly, and it was just an eye-opening experience for him. Like, shit, Yorkie, you do this as well? Like, what the hell? Like, so yeah, it's a good scene, man.
Indeedio.
I think we've been speaking for about 15 minutes now. That's like almost a full episode.
Yeah, we've basically just done podcast.
I think basically what we'll do is we'll do this interview. We'll just splice your tracks in between. Little breathers.
Maybe a little bit of some of the other artists we've spoken about.
Yeah.
Awesome. I gotta say, I am looking forward to playing tonight, and it's pretty amazing to have jumped on the plane and come up here. So I was explaining to you before that I actually originally wrote tonight's concept and whole set with Japan in mind.
Yes.
So and it was great to be able to play it. I've been touring for 5 weeks.
Yes. So you've been practicing. You've been making this set like. You've been crystallizing the set now, so it's
all good. Yeah, testing it out.
Should
and,
be perfect.
And getting
tonight.
Used to when to like hit mute and not have things replay and loop by accident.
Right, right. So you were speaking about to me before, like saying you was trying to get the crowd to go like between which one do you want to play, SNES or Mega Drive?
Maybe at the end.
Have you been doing that? Like, has it been working at all?
Or? Yeah, I have actually at the last two shows, and people have.
Like, which one? Because
it spontaneously happened. It hasn't been a thing, but we can do it tonight as well.
Yeah, I saw Einbass the video stream of that. And Franz was obviously there, and you said, do you want to hear Sega Mega Drive? Hey, do you want to hear SNES? Hey, do you want to hear Game Boy? Hey, I think the biggest cheer was for like SNES or something.
That was for the it was for the SNES.
And
on
then
that one.
And then Franz came and said, Mega Drive, no, you must play Mega Drive. I was like, it's not democracy. He's asking the crowd, but then the organizer comes and said, no, play this. So that was quite funny.
It's and looking Superbike, they were very much into the Mega Drive. I think this is very iconic with its sound.
Yeah.
You know, it has such a sound.
That FM's kind of
and
sound.
I'm being a bit of a knob with it too. Like, I mean, I've got a few hits that are just like, you know, deliberately because it's a Mega Drive sound, and you want to give people some of that.
Absolutely.
That Mega Drive sound.
Well, yeah, I'm really looking forward to your set tonight.
Should be a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to, to seeing the crowd's faces and jumping around a bit.
Especially I'll be jumping around, don't worry.
Oh, that's beautiful. I hope Eugene is in there jumping around.
We'll make sure of it.
Who is the organiser of Square Sounds Melbourne.
Square Sounds Melbourne, yeah. He's doing the stream for us as well. He's manning the stream with Alex and Trash 80. So.
And this will have all been past news, I guess, by the time you guys get this. But big ups to the guys that sit on streams and actually...
Absolutely.
Sit there for 6 hours and you know, get on the mic. Mind you, they have the best view of the entire place, and they basically have seats and couches, and they just view the entire festival. So you can't really go wrong with that little sneaky spot.
No. Cedric, it's been awesome, mate. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Yorkie, and congratulations on running Square Sounds, and let's hope there's a few more iterations in the future.
Absolutely.
This is Cedric, and you're listening to the Game Wave podcast.
That was a track from me, Cheap Shot, that is called Giddy, and it should have been released today. I'm planning on having this be released on October the 19th. So yeah, if you like that kind of Nanoloop and PO12 vibe, check out Cheap Beats for that. Yep, so that was the end of the Ctrix interview. I hope you enjoyed it. I've got one more interview coming up, and that is with Shurobon. But before we get to the Shurobon interview, I'd just like to say thanks for listening to the podcast. And if you enjoy it, please subscribe on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a comment. That would be absolutely fantastic. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, and that's just search for the Game Wave podcast on Facebook as well. Finally, on Twitter, you can find Joe, who I also run this with. Well, he is the Game Wave podcast. I'm just kind of the imposter. But anyway, Joe is Joe Game Wave, and I am just at Cheapshot on Twitter. So follow us. Let us know what you want to hear. Comments and suggestions, feedback are always appreciated. So thanks very much. So here we go. Finally, it's the Shurobon interview and final track from Shurobon himself. The guy interviewing him is apparently Cheap Shot, but his voice sounds nothing like Cheap Shot. I don't know what's going on.
I'm here with Shurobon. This is the morning of the after party, the Square Sounds Tokyo after party. As you can tell, my voice is nearly gone, but me and Shurobon are both up. So we're talking about the start of Mikey Shurobon's chiptune career, I guess, and he was saying he was 15 when you started making chiptune.
Yeah, so that was like 9 years ago.
Yeah, and what got you started then, I guess?
Funnily enough, I was always kind of into that like kind of video gamey culture, and I was listening to bands I wasn't quite chiptune,
right?
But like sampled a lot of stuff, and then a friend came up to me and showed me a Henry Holmes Suite track,
right.
And was like, "Oh, this is actually made on a Game Boy. You might like it."
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard that, I think it was Simple Pleasures,
right?
Yeah, and the moment I first like heard it, straight away I just wanted to know more, and kind of dove into that, and then found out about like trackers and stuff. And then I think I downloaded a Little Piggy tracker,
okay,
and made probably about an album's worth of stuff on there, just messing around.
Did that ever get released? Is that in the archives?
If you dive deep enough into the internet, it's there somewhere. But
holy shit!
And then after that, I wanted to actually use the Game Boy, I got a Nanoloop, and then after that, I got LSDJ. And then the next album I did connected was LSDJ. After that, I kind of went through a weird path and wanted to like learn production and try and, you know, go through that phase everyone went through of, I want to try and make dubstep.
Right.
You know.
Dubstep era.
Yeah. So for a few years, I was just experimenting with a lot of different like genres and
bass
stuff.
Bass music sounds and stuff.
And even just like making like ambient breakbeat stuff. Like a lot of it wasn't put out. Just wanted to experiment with different styles and learn some stuff. In fact, I think it was Chipsaw played a show in London on like a huge boat, but like a military boat. So it was like, it all looked quite cyberpunk, like down in the deck with all the piping and stuff.
Right.
And yeah, that was when I met her, and this was like,
that was three,
4 years ago.
That rekindled your passion for
it. Yeah, and then obviously seeing like a good chiptune gig again, kind of just, it all just kicked in. And I was like, shit, I forgot how fun and awesome this is.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like started writing stuff, but then the stuff I wrote then wasn't like pure just straight Game Boy from when I started. It was like crossing over like produced stuff. And then that's when I pull out the backtracking EP. Yeah, and then kind of after I, you know, did stuff on LSDJ and stuff and then mixed it with like the more produced sound, it kind of just worked with me and what I like to do. And then from then, I've been pretty much just fully dove in again to it, and now like that's like my final sounds. Like I'm very happy to keep.
Well,
doing
it's
that
your final sound for now. We'll
for
see.
Now,
we'll
I
see
mean,
how
like,
it evolves.
Then. Like evolves a bit, but in terms of like the kind of approach I have and stuff, like I've been so happy.
For sure. So Shurobon, maybe people don't know. I guess a lot of people do, but Shurobon is the character from Bomberman.
Yeah.
In fact, because when I started, when I was 15, like, I didn't expect it to get serious. And I was just, like, making my MySpace. And it was just, like, shit, I need a name.
Yeah.
And then spend the day, like, looking at stuff. And at the time, my favorite game was Bomberman.
There we go.
And I used to play it on the Sega all the time.
So Shidobon,
it's
a Japanese word, Shido being white, isn't it? And Bon being bombs.
Yeah.
It refers to the white bomber that you see in the top left corner.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where he resides. Definitely. And you're actually living with Chipzel now, right?
Oh yeah. We're in the same place.
A shared house or something? Or?
Yeah. Mm. Most like people in the chip scene, you come to London and probably staying at our place. Yeah, so we've got a pretty nice chip HQ.
Yeah, because Chris stayed with you, didn't he, while he was
there? Yeah.
Chris being Cetrix, of course.
And then in a few weeks, we've got Toriano staying with us.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
And we had Danimal Cannon the other day as well.
Oh, my God.
So it's like pretty crazy, you know.
It's like a chip dropping clinic.
Yeah. it's
feeling
great,
down,
you know,
make
like,
chip music, need somewhere to stay. Come to Shibon's house.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'll wrap it up, unless you want to say anything else, anything for the listeners, maybe?
You just working to on anything? Say congratulations on organising one of the best festivals.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Pleasure.
It's obviously my second time here. After last year, the moment I got home, I was already booking my flights back. So, you know, for people who are listening to this and, like, haven't been, just do it.
You got to come over to Tokyo.
No excuse. It's the best.
Yeah. Mikey, thanks a lot, mate.
No worries. Cheers. Hey, this is Shirabon, and you're listening to the Game Wave podcast.